From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting central and northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, a major winter storm crushed northern Michigan this week. Areas of the Upper Peninsula reported up to 4 feet of snow, 60-mile-per-hour winds, and impassable roadways. Further south, in communities like Cadillac, Alpena, and Roscommon, heavy ice brought down thousands of trees and caused widespread power outages in sub-freezing temperatures. At its peak, over 100,000 utility customers were in the dark for days. WCMU's Emma George Griffin was on the ground to survey some of the damage.
The roads were like crusted over with ice. Mm-hmm. I was kind of holding on for dear life, going really slow. And on top of that, it was kind of like a tunnel of trees.
We'll have more from the people she spoke with in Roscommon County in a few minutes. And this week's brain teaser question isn't watered down, but it may make your brain go topsy-turvy. That's coming up. But first, these headlines. A state of emergency was declared this week by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 7 northern Michigan counties following that severe snow and ice storm. And at the start of the storm, Roscommon County's emergency manager, Vanessa Varner, said the county was almost entirely without power. Varner says the community is hoping the state will be able to help clear local roads, provide additional support to citizens, and help clean up fallen trees.
There are some people that are stuck in their homes. I think if anybody looks at social media, they can see the devastation that's occurred. Those pictures paint a very good picture, better than any words that I could provide.
Several warming shelters, including a local bowling alley, provided people with food, water, and Wi-Fi throughout the county. Further north, in the central Upper Peninsula, a small animal shelter says multiple staff members traversed the treacherous weather conditions to take care of their animals during the blizzard. 2 staff members slept at the shelter during the height of the storm to make sure animals were safe, warm, and had food and water. Kaya Curtis is with the Upper Peninsula Animal Welfare Shelter in Gwynn, about 20 miles south of Marquette. She says the front entrance of the shelter was fully engulfed with snow and was near the roof of the building.
We do have a tractor here. We're hoping to get the proper hookup for it to get it up and running. But if not, we've got a snowblower and some shovels that we're going to get cracking down at it with.
Curtis says all the animals were in good spirits and some are having a blast playing in the snow. Parts of the central UP got up to 4 feet of snow, with many back roads remaining impassable. The 2 major party candidates running for the open state Senate seat in the Saginaw Bay region made their pitch to Midland voters on Wednesday. At a coffee shop, Democratic candidate Chedrick Green touted his experience as a Saginaw fire captain and retired sergeant major in the Marines. He was joined by former U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Green said he would support infrastructure spending and farmers hurt by tariffs. Erin O'Driscoll attended the event and says she's motivated to vote for Green because of the direction of the country.
Because it's my race, it's local to me, and it's important to me that I have a say in what happens to my local race.
Republican Jason Tunney was joined by State Republican Representative Bill G. Schutte. Tunney says he supports tax relief and called for a more deregulated energy sector, citing cheaper costs in neighboring states. The special election is May 5th. It could determine the balance of power in the state Senate. Universities across central and northern Michigan are experiencing a drop in their international student enrollment. That's because new federal policies are making it harder for students to come to the U.S. WCMU's Kristen Kappas has more on the potential impacts.
Prospective international students are struggling to obtain their visas. This is due to the rising cost of getting a visa, difficulty getting appointments, and more detailed examinations of applications by federal officials. Ken Fettig is with Saginaw Valley State University, one of few institutions who have been spared by the changes. Fettig says the loss of international students doesn't only harm universities, but local economies as well.
They're coming here and they're bringing not just their expertise and their education, but they're bringing real innovation to our area. And if we see a lower number of those in our state and in our region, we might decline and we might see hardships because of that.
Despite SVSU increasing its international enrollment this past fall, Fettig says they're already starting to see more visas be declined for the upcoming academic year. I'm Kristen Kappas, WCMU News.
And now it's time for this week's brain teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. So let's draw the teaser. And today's teaser is a riddle. Now listen carefully. What five-letter word, typed in all capital letters, can be read the same upside down? Again, what five-letter word, typed in all caps, can be read the same upside down? Don't let this tricky question drown you in doubt. We'll reveal the answer after this. A blizzard and ice storm swept across northern Michigan at the start of the week, leaving 90% of Roscommon County without power for days. To get a better understanding of the disaster, WCMU reporter Emma George Griffin traveled to the area Wednesday to talk to residents and business owners about their experience during the storm. Emma, how was the drive up there, first of all?
Well, it was a little bit scarier than I anticipated. The highways were okay, but the wind had drifted snow over part of the road. And once I got to Roscommon County, the roads were like crusted over with ice. Mm-hmm. I was kind of holding on for dear life, going really slow. And on top of that, it was kind of like a tunnel of trees. There's not a single road aside from like downtown areas that aren't lined with trees and power lines. And these trees were weighed down with ice and kind of bowing over into the center of the road.
Must have been a beautiful sight, but not too exciting as far as being on the road. You were bouncing all over Roscommon County on Wednesday. Where did you go and what did you see?
Yeah, so I went to a few different warming shelters across the county and I stopped at a community lunch. There were folks there from all over the county waiting in line to get warm food. All of them said that they had lost power at some point. Some had power back at that point, some didn't. But almost everyone was kind of unfazed by the situation. Gary Warnick was one resident I spoke to from Higgins Lake. He said a tree fell on his home and caused extensive damage, and his wife relies on oxygen. Mm. So when they lost power, it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Luckily, they had a generator, but he said it cost him $70 a day to fuel it.
It's just adjusting to what you got, you know. It's conditions of everyday life up here in northern Michigan. If you're going to live here, you better be ready.
Warnick said that he felt like he had it good in comparison to other people.
So what were the warming shelters like in that area?
So there were several warming shelters. During the day, they were pretty much empty. At night, they filled up a little bit more. There was huge boxes of food with bread and other non-perishable things that volunteers were handing out, and there was Wi-Fi and water. But I also went to a local restaurant that kind of doubled as a warming shelter. There was bowling and bingo and hot meals. The owner, Alexis Milliken, said one server named Mylene had to clear her road with a chainsaw to get to work.
Oh, wow.
I know. It seemed like her staff really stepped up to help the community.
Fred's has always been a huge part of the community, so to me, it was just like a small thing. And Mylene has been here for however many years. She's always been a huge part of the community. For them, it was nice for them to see a familiar face.
When I was at Fred's, it was really easy to forget that the community was struggling with mass power outages.
So when can Roscommon County expect full restoration?
Outage numbers are actually going down as we speak, and I believe full restoration is expected, you know, by the end of the week. I talked to someone from Consumers yesterday, and they said that it was a really big day. There were 600 crews out restoring power in Roscommon County. Mm-hmm. They had forestry crews clearing trees and getting those out of the way as well. When I was there, about half the county had power back, and I know that number has significantly decreased overnight.
And I'm sure residents are taking things day by day, but what do the next few days look like for folks in Roscommon County?
Yeah, I know some residents are concerned that more trees are going to fall once the ice melts and temperatures warm up. But right now, the county seems focused on getting residents the things they need, like oxygen and food. The county just posted today that there's oxygen tank refills available at the health park in Houghton Lake. And there's free meals at churches and food pantries. And there's even volunteers delivering food out to families who can't get to it otherwise. From what I witnessed on Wednesday, this community will be resilient no matter what problems arise following the recovery of the storm.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for taking that icy trip to Roscommon County. And thanks for your reporting on this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tina.
That was my conversation with WCMU reporter Emma George Griffin. Do you have a story idea for the WCMU news team? Leave us a voicemail at 989-774-NEWS. Your message goes right to our team of journalists, and your story could be featured on the radio and this podcast. That's 989-774-NEWS, or submit a tip online at wcmu.org/tip. Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. The riddle reads, what five-letter word typed in all capital letters can be read the same upside down? Again, what five-letter word typed in all capital letters can be read the same upside down? And if you guessed swims, you would be correct. swims, typed in all caps, reads the same, upside down as right side up. And I thought that question went swimmingly, don't you? That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter, linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from across the region. Visit our website, radio.wcmu.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Enjoy your weekend.